This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram. I'm all over social media now, guys. Sorry. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be a special episode about a book I read. I posted a video very recently about the 48 Laws of Power, and what do I think about the 48 Laws of Power? I shared a video very recently that said the 48 Laws of Power is pretty much the narcissist Bible. It's like the narcissist code book. And I remember that. So I'm going to just agree with that. I know Robert Greene, I don't know if he wrote it to be intentionally malicious or anything like that, because you can, you know, different people are going to get different things from that book. I know that book's supposed to be about sales and increasing your sales and, you know, living the best life, I guess. But me personally, as a narcissist, I took that as the handbook to becoming a better, more efficient narcissistic person. On top of therapy, using that book has altered my life for the better. And I'm not narcissist, the robot reset. And I'm not using that. I'm not using the book with malicious intent. I'm just using the book to kind of live my life by. Because the 48 Laws of Power, when I listen to books on Audible. I listen to all my books on Audible and things like that. I just do. That's my thing right there. Audible. The Audible app. I love Audible. And the person who reads the book, it sounds bad. It sounds evil. Like, it's like, Law 1, never outshine the master. I was like, wait, what? I thought this book's about sales. I'm in network marketing companies, and they're telling you to read the 48 Laws of Power. So I read it when I was younger, and then I read it after I went to therapy in like two totally different books. So now I realize that book is about taking advantage of situations to make guarantee the best outcome for you as a person, you know. And I took it as a me first type thing. I thought the book was about manipulation. I like the 48 laws of manipulation. And this is in no way intended to disparage that book. I think everybody should read that book, narcissist or not, because this is a great, amazing book. I just 100% guarantee. And I've seen people in my comment section, I'm going to read it now to protect myself. Yes, read that book, because it will alter your perception on the world, like literally. But I told y'all, like, people ask me, like, what's your favorite law then? My favorite law is Law 5. So much depends on reputation guarded with your life. And that's the narcissist. That's that right there. If you hear that, let me read it again. So Law 5 of the 48 Laws of Power says so much depends on reputation guarded with your life. So your reputation is the most important thing to you. If your reputation is solid, you are solid. So most, as you can see, most narcissistic people care about their reputation above anything else. Most narcissists care about their reputation above just anything. Like, if you're going to do something to hurt that narcissist's reputation, they will come for you. That's why narcissists will come for you. 100% will come for you if you're going to say something or do something that's going to tarnish their reputation. That's when they become the most violent. That's when they become the scariest people. When they think you're going to tarnish their reputation, they come at you. They want to tarnish yours. They want to ruin your reputation first. 100%. And that's how I've been doing it. Yo, if you look at my TikTok platform, my Instagram platform, my YouTube platform, I don't go at anybody. I'm literally by myself. I built my reputation on telling the truth about myself. So even if you come at me saying some bad stuff to me, you can't have a gotcha moment with me, because my reputation is preceding myself. I always say, your reputation precedes you. Make sure it's worth following. Let me repeat that for you. Your reputation precedes you. Make sure it's worth following. So that's what I used to say before I read the 48 Laws of Power. So I always try to keep my reputation intact. So I'm just like, if you're going to come at me, I might as well go ahead and 8 Mile, like Eminem. In 8 Mile, he rapped about himself, so you couldn't say nothing bad about him. That's what I did on my TikTok platform. I started my reputation from the bottom, and now it's all the way up. People come at me, they're just like, well, he already said that. People come at me about my wife, he already said that. People come at me about my kids, he already said that. People come at me about personal stuff, like, you know, your teeth, you have a gap in your teeth. You're not that handsomely, even though you're a published model. People come at me, I'm like, look, my reputation is here. You see, it's airtight. What are you doing? You can't say anything out loud that I haven't said myself. They're like, oh, Lee, you trying to make money from TikTok and stuff like that. I got a check right there on my desk for $56,000 from a real estate transaction. It is not no dang on. It's not about TikTok money, Instagram money, YouTube money. It's like, literally, I don't need that, y'all. I really, truly don't need that type of stuff. My reputation, I mean, yeah, it has preceded me. It will. It just does. And it might blow people's minds and things like that. Like, y'all are, you know what I mean? Take back your power. I've been telling people this all the time. Like, you try to hurt a narcissist. How do you hurt a narcissist? You go after their reputation. If you go after their reputation, like mine, you might end up hurting yourself. That's why I'll always remain silent. You know what I mean? I always remain silent. Law 8. Make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary. I'm silent. You can come at me. Bait. I bait you by saying this stuff about myself already. Read the 48 Laws of Power. I promise you, it will help you so much. Law 6, create an air of mystery. Even though I'm out there and I'm telling y'all the truth, I'm still mysterious. People still wonder behind the scenes. I want your wife's point of view. Hey, what are you like in real life? And people in my real life know me. They're like, that dude you play online, that dude you see on TikTok and Instagram, that's you in real life, but there's layers to it. I'm not going to show 100.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
100% say the stuff I want to say online. You know, there's layers to who I am. Law 3. I listen to Law 3. Conceal your intentions. I'm telling y'all. Law 2. Never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. Oh my God. Learn how to use your enemies. Never put too much trust in your friends. How many people have I done collaborations with online, y'all? How many people have I done collaborations with? My enemies, the people who consider, y'all will consider my enemies, have bigger platforms than I do. And I'm just chilling. I'm going to reach out to nobody. I don't try to do a collaboration with nobody, but not too many people. I'm chilling. People reach out to me. I chill. Listen to these laws, y'all. Look at these laws. You will see how I built my platform on using these laws and completely just being realistic. Listen to these laws. Law number 10, infection. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. You don't want people around you that are going to bring you down. But as you know, law 11, learn to keep people dependent on you. Listen to these laws, y'all. Listen to my platform. People depend on me for the information from the self-aware narcissist. I'm the biggest self-aware narcissist on the planet right now. Biggest one, like literally, social media wise, I'm the biggest one. I have the biggest platform out of any combined, the biggest combined. The biggest combined platform out of anybody on social media that claims to be a self-aware narcissist. Me. Over a million people. You know what I mean? Literally. Law 12. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Like, listen, y'all, listen to these laws. Law 14. Pose as a friend. Work as a spy. These are actually in the book, y'all. Oh, my God. Law 15. Crush your enemy totally. And that's one of my favorites right there, y'all, because people... If somebody comes at you, build up enough stuff to destroy them totally. Not unalive them by any means, but build up enough stuff in your arsenal to be able to take that person down so they can't come back at you again. That's law 15. You know what I mean? What's law 17? Keep others in suspense. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. You never know what's coming next. Law 20, do not commit to anyone. Oh my goodness. Law 19, who you're dealing with. Do not offend the wrong person. Watch who you talk to. Watch who you give information to. Law 25, recreate yourself. Now listen to these laws. Plan all the way to the end. Law 29, Law 30, make your accomplishments seem effortless. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. People see me right now and they think that I have, like, you know, I've been in therapy for 4 years, but you think that there's this air of mysteriousness. Like, it's just like, how did you do, like, 4 years? It seems like nothing. Like, look how far you've came. Like, I can't imagine. Like, it must be, you know, you've been putting in so much work. It's not easy, y'all. This stuff is not easy. I got so many people want to, because I make it look effortless. People want to get their significant others and their moms and dads into therapy because I'm the way I make it look. It is not easy, y'all. It is 100% hard. Law 32, play to people's fantasies. Listen to this stuff, y'all. Law 35, master the art of timing. Law 36, this dang things you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. Ignore people. That's what I love to do. I love ignoring people when they come at me. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, y'all. I'm telling you, this stuff right here, this book will change your mind. Look, listen to this right here. Disarm, and Law 44, disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect. When you mirror people, when you feed somebody a taste of their own medicine, they typically spit it up, narcissist or not. You can use that against a narcissist. If they're treating you terribly by doing something that you don't like, do the same thing to them. Use discretion, of course, because people get angry and violent. You know what I mean? I always say this. When you feed somebody a taste of their own medicine, they typically spit it back up. Like, I don't like it. It's nasty. Well, that's what you've been feeding me for the last 10 years. Law 45. Preach the need for change, but never reform too much at once. Change takes time. Becoming a self-aware narcissist with this amount of self-awareness that I have takes time. It's not easy. Law 46, never appear too perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I tell y'all all the time that I'm still 100% a narcissist. I say, look, I know you see these behavior alterations, but I'm still a narcissist. The thought process is still the same. I'm still me. I'm still out here doing the same thing I've been doing for years. I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm being upfront and honest with you. I don't appear too perfect. I'm still damaged goods, but I'm damaged goods, but I'm still goods. You still look. I'm like a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's got a dent in the side of it. You still eat that box of cereal. It's just got a dent in the side of it. Law 47, do not go past the mark you aim for. In victory, learn when to stop. Coming soon. Assume, like in the last law, assume formlessness. Don't remain the same too long. Y'all see, go read the 48 Laws of Power. It's an amazing book. I'm telling you, I just read some of the laws. You know what I mean? I just read some of the laws. Literally. Law 42, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. You hit the boss and the little sheep will run off. I'm telling you, wolf in sheep's clothing. Anyways, y'all, read the 48 Laws of Power. That book has changed my life. And I promise to God, it will change yours too. If you read that book and apply it to dealing with a narcissist, if you're a narcissist, read that book, apply it, and live a better life. Look how I live my life, y'all. I'm upfront. I'm honest. I still get to have a good life. If you're a narcissist, read that book. It will change your life. If you're a non-narcissist, you're an empath, a codependent person, read that book. It will change your life. I got so many comments on TikTok and Instagram, so I couldn't finish the book. It was too dark for me. I was like, okay, yikes. I don't know. Like, it was too triggering. Huh? I get it, but that book will help you. I promise you. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Go get The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. Thank y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And if you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I'm so thankful for every one of y'all. I'm out. Love you.